welcome to the 61st Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, where you can all be heroes of your time.
Hello, this is Loïc Notte from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, welcome to the show. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiet, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing some fantastic Eurovision tunes for you as we head towards Stockholm.
C'est mon innocence, j'ai fini le cœur sans défense. J'ai cherché l'amour et la reconnaissance. J'ai payé le prix du silence. Je me blesse et je recommence.
Tu m'as comme donné l'envie d'être moi, donné un sens à mes pourquoi. Tu as tué la peur qui dormait là, qui dormait là dans mes bras.
Amir with Je Cherche for France 2016. Yes, and that is the cut down 3 minute version, but it's still amazing as the 4 minute version is too. Great song by France. They are in the top 10 of the betting odds at the moment, and the French are quite quietly confident about their entry, and so they should. Very, very good. And it sounds very French too. Now, in the article on Eurovision.tv, in Amir's biography, It says here, after being a dental surgeon, Amir started a professional singing career at the age of 29. Since he was a child, he's dreamt of performing on a stage and always had an ambition to become an artist. And he was scouted to participate in the popular TV talent show The Voice in 2014, where he reached the final. His warm and generous and Mediterranean voice carries emotions from different cultures. After this experience, Amir, in the second edition of Forever Gentleman, who topped the French charts, but never stopped working on his first album. No, indeed. So he's still working on that, but it will no doubt that will probably be available, which I believe, which will be called Je Cherche 2, will be on the 29th of April. So stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase. I'll keep you updated and abreast with all sorts of things happening here in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, we're going to head over to a Melody Festival and alumni song this right next, which is from 2009. This lady is very famous for being Linda Woodruff. Yes, the spokesperson for the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU. Her fictional character we all know and love is of Mons Elmilove and Hope and Glory, of course, but we can't forget them. But she is Sarah Dawn Finer, as we all know, and her song in 2009 Melody Festival and Swedish National Final was called Moving On, and this is Moving On right now.
Dreaming, hoping for another try. I've been looking, searching deeper down inside. And if I lose my way, I'll find another road. 'Cause I can make a change on my own. I'm moving on. Living my life for me. I believe if I l'avevo mai sentita. E poi ho sentito un'emozione accendersi veloce, farsi strada nel mio petto senza spegnere.
Absolutely beautiful. The Italian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016, Francesca Michelin with No Degree of Separation, or in Italian, Nessun Grado di Separazione, which sounds so much better in Italian. Oh. But yes, that was the Italian entry, mostly in Italian, I'd say 75%, but that last 25%. In the English. Now, the Italian delegation wanted to change the last verse really into English, just to sort of make sure that English-speaking people, and at least most people throughout Europe, would understand what the song meant, really. Because there's not many Italian-speaking countries, is there, in Europe, sadly? No, there's only Italy, part of Switzerland, and the small principality of San Marino, of course. So, there you go. Now, beautiful song, but yes, speaking of San Marino, yes, I can imagine your head is in your hand. But earlier this week, San Marino have decided to change their song from the ballad version of I Didn't Know. It's now in disco 70s styly, and my goodness me, I don't know what to think of this. It's slightly got better, if it's at all possible. I don't think so, really, but Sir Hat has announced that the song's changed to a disco theme. So it is this new version. Sarah Hatt with I Didn't Know, San Marino 2016, disco 70s style.
I want to stay with you tonight, far from every sight and every fear. I got to be inside your mind and hide into your arms. I need you more and more each day. I've got to say I am addicted. We'll sail together through the skies. Your eyes never told me lies.
has never told me lies. I didn't know that I'm falling for you and my dreams could come true. I didn't know that you're warm like the sun, our life has just begun. I didn't know you're the one for me, I thought I'd never find. I didn't know that you were so the moon to provide me the light. I didn't know that I'm falling for you and my dreams could come true. I didn't know that you're warm like the sun, our life has just begun. I didn't know that you're freezing to time just to make you all mine. I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know,
I didn't know. I'm on the path, I've hit the wall, I'm the one who rose and fall. I've played my heart when I played the part, but it got me through the rain. I felt this training, I've made mistakes with the monsters in my head. But in the end, you're standing there, you're the one who always cares.
Now, doesn't that just blow the Sam Marie's Eurovision entry for this year out of the water? Oh, yeah. Gabriela Gucinova with I Stand, Czech Republic 2016. Now, I will be very upset if that does not qualify into the grand final, because the Czech Republic, big thumbs up, fantastic, yes. Okay, right, we're going to now move on to
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, and Rob's Random Request this week comes from the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest from Birmingham that year. And we're heading over to Romania. Yes, the Romanian entry is from Malina Olinescu with the song Eu Cred, which only sadly got 6 points, but third last. This, I think, is a very beautiful Romanian ballad.
Yeah. privesc către stele și acolo să te regăsesc. Tu vii numai în vis, așa cum mi-ai promis. Noi rămânem tot prieteni buni, prieteni buni. Eu cred că mă asculți, eu cred că nu uiți. Din ce
Alina Olinescu with Eu Cred for Romania in 1998. Well, we have a request now for Aaron Cardwell. Thank you very much, Aaron, for your request. Great to hear from you. And remember, you can have a request as well by following us on Twitter and you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. And not forgetting as well, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search tab and just like. Okay. Alternatively, you can email us, which is tutsexperience, T-U-T-T-S experience, at hotmail.com. All the details are on our Facebook page. Okay. Now, Aaron, thanks for your request. And you have requested the Icelandic entry from 2010. Now, this woman is simply incredible. I had the privilege of meeting her at the Eurocafe last year in Vienna. And oh, I was in absolute awe of this woman. So, so wonderful. She also took part in the Danish national final in 2009, coming second with the song Someday, which we will hear straight after her 2010 Eurovision entry for Iceland, which sadly only came 19th. God knows why, because she was on point. Performance was amazing. It's called Je Ne Sais Quoi, and we have a double whammy now of Heribu York. Thanks, Aaron.
My life now I a beautiful tomorrow that was meant to be, where you and I were living in a dream. If I could have you by my side, the sadness that you've given me would disappear. I would forget all worries, heartaches, start all over. Someday love will shine. Someday you will find the memories we had together shine. We tried, we're full of fights and tears and lies. My heart was cold as ice when I left you. But you have grown since then, I've heard. Our history has made us strong. We would not make the same mistakes, so take my.
Charismatic Hera Bjork there with Someday. Before that, Hera Bjork, Je Ne Sais Quoi, the Icelandic diva there. Oh, amazing. And diva in a good way, that's what I mean. Right, later on in the show, we will have our live and kicking segment, which is coming from Ireland this week. Also, we will play this year's Bulgarian Eurovision entry. All very exciting. And also, we'll have a track from former Norwegian participant Jan Rune Danielsson, he's an incredible, incredible man. But next up, we have this. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM. I am Kieran Tuttiot, and today is Sunday, the 27th of March, 2016. Now, earlier this morning, Glenn Bartlett from Oyster Mouth Radio with his Eurovision show W12P finished a 24-hour Eurovision party on Oyster Mouth Radio, a local community radio station in Swansea. And he has been raising money for Bloodwise, and you can still donate to that. And all of the details are on our Facebook page as well if you want to donate to Bloodwise, which is his sponsored charity, as well as MDT Mumbles. Sirhat, the San Marino representative, has released Italian and French versions of his song I Didn't Know. Potential Belarusian rehearsal footage has been released showing Ivan with his song, which is called Help You Fly, has shown that Ivan is trying to make me perform naked live on stage, as well with two wolves Now, current EBU rules state that no live animals, at least, should not be on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest, so we will see how this goes. I'll keep you updated. Now, more artists have been announced for the London Eurovision preview party that's taking place at the Café de Paris on April the 17th in Leicester Square. We've got Zoe from Austria, Nina Krajic from Croatia, Minus One from Cyprus, Greta Salome from Iceland, Italy's Francesca Michelini and Latvia's Just, Macedonia's Calliope, Montenegro's Highway, Norway's Agnette, Poland's Michael Spack, Romania's Ovidio Anton, Spain's Barre, and the United Kingdom's Joe and Jake. Yes, what a busy week it was for the old news. All sorts of things going on. Now, the other thing I just want to mention before we move on is the fact that SBS, the Australian broadcaster, are going to try to create a Eurovision Song Contest sort of platform, another version of it, for Asia and the Pacific region. Yes, the EBU and SBS, the Special Broadcasting Service of Australia, have signed a deal to establish the Asian version of the Eurovision Song Contest starting in 2017. The deal gives that the channel the exclusive rights to create the contest in Asia, which will be open to around 20 countries. The first event will be held in Australia in 2017, and after that we'll move around Asia. The exact rules and format of the show have not yet been announced by SBS or the EBU, but Jon Ola Sand, the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, has said SBS Australia have been broadcasting the Eurovision Song Contest for over 30 years, so we feel they're the perfect partner to build an alliance of networks with and give Asian songwriters and artists the opportunity to perform on the Eurovision stage. And Michael Abelid from SBS added, as the official broadcaster of the Eurovision for over 30 years, SBS Australia are pleased to explore the opportunity to bring an event of this calibre more closely to our shores, strengthening the multicultural ties in our own backyard. The Asia Pacific has a spectacular music culture and the perfect step in to extend the Eurovision brand, bringing a hugely popular appeal beyond Australian audience to the wider region. Now, this is the second time that the EBU have attempted to take Eurovision to Asia. The first attempt was Our Sound, the Asia Pacific Song Contest, which was heavily delayed and actually cancelled in 2010 after never made it to the screens. Furthermore, it's not known how this event will compete with the Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union's plans to have a competitive song contest entitled ABU Cup TV Song Contest, which sounds a bit convoluted, to be perfectly honest. But so there you go, that's a little bit of big news, and probably the biggest news of this week, to be perfectly honest. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tuttius, and you're listening to Forest FM right across East Dorset to West Hampshire and the New Forest on 92.3 FM.
The Eurovision Depression, as your favourite Eurovision radio shows, are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favourite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
Yeah.
ersten Mal, vielleicht hab ich mich dann noch geirrt. Es war beim zweiten Mal, da hast du mich schon sehr verwirrt. Doch beim dritten Mal, da ahnte ich gleich, wohin das führt. Und dann beim vierten Mal hab ich genau gespürt. Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voll love, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt so jung erhält. Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voll love, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt so jung erhält. Ist das erste Mal für mich und nur du bist schuld daran. Das ist das erste Mal für mich, dass ich sagen kann: Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voll love, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt so jung erhält. So ist es jedes Mal mit dir und nur du bist schuld daran, dass ich das nächste Mal mit dir kaum noch erwarten kann. Denn beim ersten Mal, da wusste ich schon, wohin das führt, dass es ein letztes Mal für uns nie geben wird.
Germany, 1968 there, from Wankmuir, Ein Hoch der Liebe, oh my goodness me, there we are, that's my German, A High Love, there we are, Germany, 1968. Let's move swiftly on to our next segment. Well, this week on the live and kicking part of the Eurovision Showcase, we are going to change things up slightly as we are going to listen to a song from a national final. And this week we are going to hear a song from the Vard Sisters. Now, the Vard Sisters were in the Irish national final in 1998. And I must admit, their song is absolutely beautiful. And I really want to share it with you because it's just, it takes me back. It's beautiful. It should have represented Ireland in 1998, to be perfectly honest. But there you go. It's the Vard Sisters singing a song in Irish Gaelic. It's called Saul, that came second in the Irish National Final in 1998.
Even though I'm
even though I'm glad.
Savard Sisters with Shawl. Now, my apologies. I'm half Irish and I should know that. Dearie me. Right, we're going to hear the Bulgarian entry for 2016. It was the last Eurovision entry to be finalised and announced. Wonderful it is. It's from Polly Janova, who represented Bulgaria in the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, narrowly missing from going to the grand final. And also, she hosted the Junior Eurovision Song Contest last year in Sofia, Bulgaria. So yes, Polly Janova with If Love Was a Crime.
You and I, we collide like the stars on a summer night. We can shine forever. Locked up for life, but I'll do the time. If love was a crime, then we would work miracles high above the ground. They will never break us down. Change for better. Unafraid, never fade. When it's dark, we illuminate. Can we rise together? If love was a crime, then we would be criminals, locked up for life. But I'll do the time. If love was a crime, then we would work miracles high above the ground. They will never break us down.
Polly Janova there with If Love Was a Crime, Bulgaria 2016. Now, this young man sadly passed away a few years ago, but he has one of the best voices ever to grace the Eurovision Song Contest stage. He is just simply amazing, and he's very sadly missed, certainly in my household. He represented Norway in the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest, along with Elisabeth Andreasson with the song Duet. But here's a song that he sang on his own from the musical Phantom of the Opera. This is Jan Rina Danielsson with In Our Tears.
Swift we leave this veil of fear. but see it in our tears. Hush, for you are only sleeping before you cross those white frontiers. And we see it in your tears. And if you're out there somewhere waiting, standing in the sun, so silent no one hears, then speak my name so we can find you. We find you in our tears. Oh, speak my name so we can find. Find you in our tears.
Very well, good friend, as you go safely on your way. May the moonlight talk to you to shore.
Haunting tones of Jan Vuna Danielsson with In Our Tears from the musical Phantom of the Opera. And again, Jan Vuna Danielsson represented Norway at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest along with Elisabeth Andreasen with the song Duet, coming sixth, I believe. Now, Jan Vuna Danielsson also tried to represent Norway in 2000. And sadly, only came second, but his song was far superior than Charm's song, My Heart Goes Boom. But yeah, I still do love that song personally. Anyway, we're off to our final song here on the Eurovision Song Contest, the Eurovision Showcase. Featuring the Eurovision Showcase, Song Contest, of course. Okay, and it's... anyway, let's move on. The Netherlands... Oh, goodness me, they've got a great song this year. Del Bob with the song Slow Down. But we're going to head back to the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, a big favourite of mine, Gerard Joling with the song Shangri-La. Netherlands, 1988. Well, that's about it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I have been Kieran Tertiet. Thank you very much for listening in. Now, you can get in contact with the show by tweeting us at ESC Showcase, Eurovision Song Contest Showcase. Also, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Alternatively, just type in the Eurovision Showcase on your Facebook search engine. Okay? Alternatively, you can email me direct, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. It would be great to hear from you. Now, not forgetting, you can download this show along with previous other shows of the Eurovision Showcase, which have been going on since October. Oh, dearie me. Via any podcast app, including Podbean, iTunes, or any podcast app. Alternatively, you can listen to them online by going to podbean.com and searching for the Eurovision Showcase. All the details are on our Facebook page, and the podcast will be up very soon. But I do hope that you have a fantastic week, okay? Keep up with the latest news by going to escbuzz.com as well. So look after yourselves, and I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3 Forest FM.